All right, boys, it's midnight. So you know what that means. It's your favorite cam girl, Hypnotica, here to help you shoot all that juicy cum from your horny cocks. Oh, you like my outfit? Thanks for noticing, Lemon Skull. I think the dark leather is a nice contrast to my pale, vulnerable neck. Sharp metal spikes, enticingly dangerous, don't you think? I haven't been my usual self, as you all no doubt can tell. It's nearing the end of the month, and I've been a bit famished recently, so you boys know what time it is. Just as a disclaimer to all my newer viewers, you're not going to get the same sweet, innocent girl you got for the past 2 weeks. Any of my lingering long-term fans would tell you that. I wonder how many of you are left. Well, besides you, Lemon Skull. Well, that doesn't matter. It's time to get comfortable. Now, you perverted fuckers, just sit there and watch as I lean back and run my hand back and forth against my thighs. I bet each and every one of you wish that this was your hand caressing my legs right now, that you could feel the heat of my skin against those precious digits of yours. That you could reach under this tight miniskirt, hugging my waist, and sink into my most intimate treasure. The coins are already pouring in, huh? Man, you're all easy to fucking control, you know that. I guess I can do you guys a solid. I want all of you to reach into those jeans, boxers, khakis, whatever the fuck you creeps are wearing, and fish out your pathetic little cocks for me. That's it. I hope all you twisted fuckers have your dicks in your hands. Now you can slowly begin stroking up and down on your little peepees. Don't you wish you could grope me? Grope this ass, huh? That you could be graced with the honor of laying your lips upon this skin? But it's never going to happen. I wouldn't even let one of you mangy fuckers lick the shit off my heel, much less kiss my ass. Now, if my vernacular is really that offensive, why don't you get off? No pun intended. And do something more productive than sitting here jerking off to my instructions. But let's face it, men like you can't help yourselves when you're able to gaze upon a woman's wet pussy or voluptuous tits. You devolve, swallowed up, whole by carnality. Every single one of you can't help but give in to your baser desires. Don't feel too bad about it, though. This place is a relatively safe space for you to indulge in. I want you guys to really squeeze the base of the shaft and slide up to the crown with long, hard strokes. Let that pre-cum ooze from those fuck sticks. All of you must be throbbing with such anticipation, huh? Stressed and busy work days with hardly any play. But I'm here for you now. Imagine that instead of my fingers, it's your hard cocks between my thighs, the heads kissing my lips before sinking into my slick warmth. That's right. What if you guys were buried inside, pummeling my needy cunt? You'd be able to transmute all that frustration into sexual energy and use me in any way your twisted hearts desired. What's even more fucked up is that I know some of you are in relationships. What would you all do if your girlfriends or wives walked in while you were fucking me, huh? Would you be able to stop yourselves and chase after your partners? Or would the feeling of my tight pussy be too much to resist? I bet all of you would be too entranced to even know they were there. You wouldn't be able to help yourselves, just like you can't stop stroking your cocks now, knowing that I think more of gutter scum than you degenerates. Oh, my nipples are so hard. They want attention too now. They're quite sensitive. I'm curious if you have a partner. Tell me why you're here. That does seem to be an unfortunate circumstance, Jace 42. But does that really warrant you calling your wife a frigid bitch? Yeah, it's a shame that some people only see something as amazing as sex as a means of reproduction. Oh, so you've never been able to avert your eyes when it came to a pretty lady despite having a loving girlfriend, Tom 26. You get off on the fact that she doesn't know. You're quite the philanderer, aren't you? See, this is what I mean when I say you're animals. Your main modus operandi is magic and pleasure. Fuck everything else and anyone else that gets in the way of that, right? It's great, isn't it? To be lost in the night of Neverland, that is. Slaves to the sensual pleasure of your bodies, of your cocks. I want you all to stroke a bit faster. I'm feeling a bit whimsical, so I'll tell you a story. Perhaps the few of my straggling old fans know it. There was once a girl that loved the attention of boys. And when I say loved, I mean she adored it, craved it even. In elementary school, she always dreamed of being a queen in a big castle. Her manservants would be at her beck and call whenever she desired them to be there. They'd brush her hair, trim her nails, be used as furniture and means of entertainment, cook the finest of cuisine. Some of them would travel the world and bring back the finest linen and silk for her pleasure. But as you boys can tell, that was a rather feverish wish. Still, all throughout middle school into high school, that desire for the affections and the male gender didn't change. What did, however, in her favor, is the hormones that kicked in. It wasn't uncommon to have them lusting for her affection or singing her praise. But once high school came around, something changed. She became infatuated with the football quarterback in freshman year. Isn't that right, Lemon Skull? There was something about him, the way words rolled off his tongue and those hardened forearms forged by tireless nights at the gym and football practice. Nothing quite compared to the way he'd affectionately kiss her neck or squeeze it during playtime. But even that didn't completely satiate this girl. As beguiled as she was, there was still that craving for something more. More than her boyfriend could give her. Needless to say, things didn't go well when the boyfriend found out. I'll leave it to your perverted minds to guess what that big, burly man did to her. Creativity is a gift, after all. After that, she became a bit methodical and secretive with her flirting to avoid further punishment. A girl has to have her cake and eat it too, you know. Fast forward years through some really shitty decision, and she and her boyfriend are living together in some rundown, shabby apartment where there was hardly ever any damn hot water, not to mention that the wallpaper was thin, windowsills etched in black specks that never came up, no matter how hard you scrubbed. She didn't have the mental fortitude, nor the tuition to attend college, and her boyfriend's football scholarship was revoked when he was caught sniffing a line of that good old crystal meth in high school. So, with not much more but her looks, she took up a few part-time gigs as a waitress, and he worked construction late at night. Honestly, the job was terrible for her. Sure, she received attention, but she had to serve the fiends whom should have been serving her, and it was a harsh blow to her ego. Plenty of men leered at her on a daily basis. Old farts tried to cop a feel of her ass every now and then. Utterly humiliating. Long story short, one of the fellow waitresses had enough and was quitting, but rumor had it that she was making more than enough money from camming. That's when the girl decided to look into it, and well, it was love at first sight. She never believed that she could gain the validation of hundreds of men, all in the comfort of her own home, and get paid for it. With a little bit of diligence, late at night after her boyfriend went to work, she'd start camming. It wasn't long before she was making quite a bit more money for herself, enough to splurge on a better computer and webcam and buy some new clothing. Sure, she had to pander to a few viewers, dress up and cosplay a little here and there, but it was well worth it. The boys adored watching her stroke her kitty, and she loved to tease her faithful companions. Several times she'd ship out some of her used panties to her top donators as thank yous. On one faithful evening, she decided to play with her followers, just like I'm doing with you guys now, commanding you to do whatever she wanted, telling you to give those dicks nice, firm strokes. That story was rather long now, wasn't it? Focus on the crown for me, and use your other hand to cup the balls. Yeah, just like that. Keep focusing on it. Give it a squeeze. Ah, now stroke. Start stroking harder and harder while you focus on my voice. Do you feel it? Is it becoming too much? Do you want to shoot out that hot seed? But before I start counting down, let me tell you what happened to that girl. That's right, boys. The story isn't finished yet. That very night, her boyfriend stumbled in drunk from work after getting in a fight at the construction site. Unbeknownst to her, he slipped into the bedroom to find her with her legs spread, touching that juicy cunt of hers in front of the computer as she teased her precious boys. This time, the punishment was much worse. Wasn't it, Lemon Skull? Why don't you tell them what you did? That's right. You pounced on me and wrapped those big, strong, thick hands against my neck and squeezed all the airflow. I was cut off as I thrashed and bucked to get away. But you were still too powerful, with all that adrenaline coursing through your veins. Oh, but you didn't stop there. You let me go long enough to catch my breath, to scream out for help, and then restarted the process all over again. Apparently, third time's the charm, but not for my crushed windpipe, though. What? Don't believe me? Let me take off my collar for you. Yeah, you see the fingerprints, the purple ones against my pale skin. Ugh, if only I could see the looks on your faces, guys. But you're still charmed, aren't you? You can't help it. No matter how much your mind may struggle, your bodies are well into the process of preparing the release of your seed. It's not easy to keep up my youthful appearances. It requires the harvesting of life energy from its victims. Here's a question for your brains to ponder. Do you know when the soul is most vulnerable? Well, let's begin the countdown, shall we? 10. How did it come to this? 9. Oh, I know the pleasure. 8. What was that saying? 7. Something about boys being boys. 6. And I gave you all so many warnings. 5. A few of you already have experienced this, but managed to stave off orgasm. 4. I went a little easy before, but I'm feeling quite gluttonous. 3. I'll devour all your souls. 2. Besides you, Lemon Baby, you've been working so hard to redeem yourself, luring in all these poor saps for your girlfriend. Hell, you even got your dad Jason in here. Thank you so much, baby. 1. Oh, it's time, my precious boys. Time to go to Neverland Ranch where you'll never have to whine, cry, stress out, bicker with your significant others, or do anything ever again. Thanks for spending time with your favorite cam girl, Hypnotica. Signing off. Goodbye.